Tonight's share is dedicated to Ilu Nishmas Rivka Bas Chaim. So I want to finish what we were talking about last week, and then I want to start a new sugya, because I want to start even a newer sugya next week. So we have a lot to get to. So last week we were discussing the Shaila, that is still relevant, I guess. I was talking to people this week, they were telling me about it. And the question is, what do you do if someone accidentally is mazik someone on Purim because of Simchas Purim? Someone told me a story, a bunch of yeshiva guys came into a house collecting, and they were dancing, and apparently the china cabinet that was holding the plates and whatever wasn't sturdy enough, and it just toppled over, doors opened, everything came out. So what do you do with that? Should you pay? Shouldn't you pay? What is the halachic status? So last week we went through a good part of the sugya where we pointed out that, again, I'm not going to give a full recap, but we know there's a Rama in three places that sounds like such a possibility of Simchas, either Purim or Simchas Chasana. Again, this is not just at a Purim. Is that a wedding also? Maybe even a bar mitzvah. It's a little bit of a harder sell. There's probably no chi of simchas bar mitzvah. But definitely at a chasa where there's a chi of misamei chasa v'kala. And unfortunately, these stories happen all the time. Someone accidentally grabs a guy, moves a guy, pushes a guy. Something happens. Whether or not they're chayiv. So again, it seems to be, at least the way we left off last week, a very strong split between Ashkenazim and Sephardim. Because Ashkenazim follow the Ramah, perhaps some more leniencies, while Sephardim seemed to have been a little bit more strict in that regard, and it would not be, and they'd have to pay. We then started getting into a little bit of a side topic, which is really relevant, is what happens when a person hits the level of what's called Shekrusa Shalait. He drinks more than he should, he's at the point of Shekrusa Shalait, which the Ramah and the Mechaber say, you are absolutely not treated like an adult. So why should you be chai for any damage that occurs under your watch if you're not responsible? So we came across a marshal. The marshal told us a very interesting chiddush. The marshal said, no, you're still chayiv. And the marshal's argument basically was that you had no right to get to the point of shekrusa shaloit, and therefore you are wrong for doing what you did, and therefore you have to pay. So that's where we're kind of up to this week. We're trying to figure out if a person hits the level of shekrusa shaloit, which the mechaber says he doesn't remember anything. It's just one big, blah, whatever happened. So the mechaber says we treat him like a shaita or like a katan. And yet the marshal says he's chai for any damage that he might have occurred on. So let's continue on over here in source number 24. They quote over here from the Tashbitz. Source number 24. The Tashbitz writes, Kosev b'pshito shem hizik b'shekrusa sholay potter. The Tashbitz argues on the marshal. The Tashbitz says that if you damage while you're intoxicated like light, if you're that smashed, no better choice of words, you're that drunk, says the Tashbitz yitaka potter. And the chayr, the svar makes sense. Because the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch both paskin that when a person gets the shekrusa shaloit, he's no longer considered an adult. He's like a katan, he's like a shaita. And therefore, to the extent that he is not chayv and misa and bezdin, we have a gemara. The gemara said in Erevin that when a person gets the shekrusa shaloit, he will not be held accountable in bezdin. Yet he's going to have to pay for the $500 that he damaged. Doesn't even make sense. So, but the marshal paskin, he's chayv. Here we see a tashbetz of paskin that he is potter. And he adds another source to Meiser Ekeach, Nira Kimistapik B'Devei Rambam. We don't know what the Rambam would hold by Shekrusa Shaloit. Because we have two Rambams. One Rambam says that when you're mazik, when you're drunk, you have to pay. Now the Rambam doesn't say how drunk you are. Then we have another Rambam. The Rambam says if you hit Shekrusa Shaloit, any purchase and anything that you do is void and not valid. So do these two Rambams argue on each other? Or you can say that the two Rambams don't. Meaning that possibly in the Rambam's talking about damage, the Rambam was talking about regular drunk, not Shekrusa Shaloit. But we talk when you hit Shekrusa Shaloit, to the extent that you're a shaita or a katan, and a chanami, Yitaka would be potter from paying. So it's not muchach what the Rambam holds. And the Maaser Rekeach was talking misupik in what the Rambam holds. So we could put into the mix over here, we have a Tashbitz, and maybe even the Rambam might hold that if a person is mazik, when he gets to Shekrusa Shaloit, could be his potter. Now this has nothing necessarily to do with the Simcha. This just could be because he's Shekrusa Shaloit. The guy could have just went out to have a drink because he had a rough day and he drank too much, and now he's Shekrusa Shaloit. It's still very possible he might not have to pay for any damage that he does. Now take a look over here, the Tshuva Sabach. This is a very important maramakim. The Tshuva Sabach writes in number 25, he says, V'cholza l'kasavnu l'ravcha demilsa. He's having a long tshuva about the whole idea of being mazik on Purim and because of Simcha. And he writes, Avlo ikur kashe kasavnu rishayna. Everything, the main idea is like what I wrote earlier. Dafilu hayoshikur kishikrusa shaloit chayiv medina. Paskin's the Bach like the Marshal, that if a person is mazik when he's at shikrusa shaloit, he has to pay. Why? He says, because you brought it on. Who told you to get so drunk? You gotta have, right? You gotta have a shomer. You have to have someone who stops you. Now, if the guy got his drink, someone slipped something into his drink, okay, maybe a different discussion. But if the guy just didn't stop drinking, one drink after the other, says the Bach, it's your fault. The kiven the have leliune shoyle hishtaker. And since you should have been careful to know when to stop, ulahazik havele pusheya gomer. So the Bach seems to be of the opinion of the Marshal. They're in the same camp. They hold that being Shakur Shleit is not an excuse. No, he's not. Again, this conversation of Shakur Shleit is not about Purim. It could be on a Tuesday night. A guy gets really, really drunk on a Tuesday night, and he goes on a rampage, breaking his neighbor's car and hitting people's stuff. So according to the, it's possible that he'd be potter. So the Bach says, right, so that's the question, was the Bach hold on Purim? Right, so that's a good question. We don't know what the Bach would say on Purim, because maybe Purim, you have a different ethical symbol because Purim.
Although,
good.
Although,
good point.
That's
a question. If I was in the right to start drinking, and maybe I should have kept on going, maybe I didn't do anything so terribly wrong. The truth is, you really have to think in svar over here. Again, this is a little bit not for now. But l'maisa, if whatever I do when I'm shikur shaloit, I'm potter. So then, I understand everyone got to shikur shaloit somehow. The Gemara says if a guy gets to shikur shaloit and he doesn't have air, Bezin doesn't punish him. Why not? You should have never got to shikur shaloit. The point is, you're right, but two wrongs don't make a right, and but now you are shikur shaloit, you're not held accountable. So why does it matter how I got to this point? I got to this point because I drink. You're right, I agree. And he should give him a patch for drinking too much. But at the end of the day, when he's a shikur shaloit, he's a shoita. If he's a shoita, he shouldn't be chayv. He needs a shtickle hesber, the svar that we're saying. Meaning, obviously, morally, we all understand that you shouldn't have got to shikur shaloit. Good, you're right, I shouldn't have. So give me a penalty for not being good at holding my alcohol. But lemaisa, you can't hold me responsible for something that I did when I was absent-minded.
The rest of us is more intoxicated than Adol Yada.
That's correct. That's true.
So maybe for Purim, he was a little too firm for Purim.
Right,
responsible, he should have stopped at Adol Yada.
But again, I agree with you. He should get penalized for drinking too much. But we're not downing on it. We're downing on the $800 that he damaged while he was drunk. So at the end of the day, he was intoxicated, and the Rambam says intoxicated people are not held responsible for their actions. So everyone keeps on saying, well, they shouldn't have got there. I agree with you, you shouldn't have got there.
What else is considered accountable other than money? Telling someone off doesn't do anything
with money. No, I'm just saying, but I don't see why this is a good justification why he has to pay, because he shouldn't have got there. I agree with you. He shouldn't have got there. Now, the truth is, it's not so posh. Yeah.
Bezek and punishment of Bezin are two separate, completely different.
Why?
Oh.
I mean, the guy's not...
Bezin, you have to have...
Right. So Mominish
is you owe this guy some sort of tashlumen.
So that's
right?
The old chakira, right? Why are you chai? At least by Mimoinish Hizik. When we learned Baba Kama, we had the big chakira. Why are you chai on your property damages? Is it because it's your property or because you didn't watch?
Right.
So
okay.
If it's because you didn't watch, maybe you're not held accountable when you can't watch. You're not able to watch.
No, but that's where it goes to the Bach, which is you're still a poshea.
Right, but at the end of the day, what does the Rama mean when he says you're a shoita and a katan when you get to shakusa shalit? So that means you're not held accountable. Now the truth is, it's not so pashut that when you hit
right.
What?
Is it two wrongs make it right?
Clearly, right. The question is, how do we pass by Shakur Shalit? So we have the Marshal, we have the Bach. I came across a Gavaldik Amar Mokum over there from the Sefer Kiryas Melech. Where's Michael? See if he knows who the Kiryas Melech is. The Kiryas Melech is probably a sefer most people do not know, and I myself was not familiar with it until I came across it. This is one of Reb Chaim Kanevsky. I think it was the first sefer he ever printed, the Kiryas Melech, written by Reb Chaim Kanevsky, where he gives us ha'oris on the Rambam. Kiryas Melech, he gives you additional sources for the Rambam, because we know the Rambam, he never really gave a lot of sources for his stuff. That was the whole Talmud with the Rambam. So the Kesef Mishnah tries to give you all the sources. So Reb Chaim, with his unbelievable Yedias HaTorah, gave us even more Mar Mekoymus for the Rambam. And he writes over here, on this halacha, that the Rambam says that when you're drunk, you have to pay. So he says, Ayin Irvin, Samachem Aral, Shikr, Mekhoy Mekach, Klol Lishodover, V'ayin Medrish Mishlei. Calls a medrash. How could the Rambam pask him that when you're mazik, when you're shikur, you're chayiv? It says in the medrash that shemishtaker oisach habura chinam she'en loydin. He's potter. So how could the Rambam argue on the medrash? So Reb Chaim, the tzarchloim, the shom beigia the shikurus shaloyt. That medrash that says you're potter from damages, that's when you hit shikurus shaloyt. The Rambam who says you're chayiv to pay when you're mazik, that's when you're regular shikur. So what do you see from Chaim Kanievsky? He assumes that according to the Rambam, when you get to Shikur Shalit, you take a potter. So now we have a Rambam, and we have a Tashbitz, and we have a Maaser Keach, who all disagree with the Marshal. And they hold that when you hit Shikur Shalit, you take a potter from damage. So now it's not so poshut anymore. It's not so poshut. So if you take a look over in the Mishnah Halachas of Menashe Klein, he has a tshuva on this topic, and he writes, "V'luleish in ani kedai v'lo izachisi lahoven ois achas mitoraseinu hakadosh al borya." This is a hagdama to I'm about to argue on somebody. And this is the way of saying I don't really understand our sages. They're so much wiser than me, but I have some issue. The kolshik and the falfa v'divrei Rabbi Seinu Malachi Malo ha'yisi odli mikarka neged Rabbeinu Yam Shoshleima. He says I've obviously not here to chas v'shalom argue on the Yam Shoshleima. The Yam Shoshleima was one of the earliest achrenim. We're talking about mamish the end of the 16th century. The Yam Shoshleima was mamish an early achren. He was a big Talmud Chacham. So he's saying I'm not here chas v'shalom. Says Menashe Klein to argue on the Mashal, but you know where he's going. He's going to go argue on the Mashal. It's all due respect, right? No, that goes Mechilas Kvardei, but and they let you have it. So Zogte Ibn Asher Klein, he says Dehine. I don't know about that. Dehine Rabbeinu Yam Shloim Mehevi L'Dvarav De Shiker Kiloid Chayov Mizokim. Right, he quotes this Marshal. This is a very important Marshal. It's an important Marmakim. According to the Marshal, when you get the Shikusa Shloit, whether it be Purim or on any other day, even Purim, you still have to pay. He says, "Avol aproitrim midin hezik pshita shechayv dimloy kain leshavkes chayim dechosoyne yishte viyistaker al chaveri lahazika viyifta." Right? We pointed this out last week. He came up with an interesting svar. Mashal said, "If you're not going to be mechayv the guy, we're going to have a crazy world. Every guy's going to get drunk to shakusa shaloi and use it as an excuse to go around damaging their friend. So we have to stop and say he's chayv." Now, the kasha, whenever you see such a svara like this, is it's a very nice idea, very noble idea, but you still got to work with the rules. If the rules are shekuzah shalait yapater, so then maybe we should make a takan. Anyone who gets a shekuzah shalait, we penalize him for getting to shekuzah shalait. But we can't change the halacha just because we want to prevent it. So it says in Menashe Klein, an interesting hari. He says, "V'chol haroye oive v'shtoimim." He says, this is something very hard to understand. The otu, shikir kaloi das yeshloi lahazik ashal chaveh v'soinai. He says, one second. He's so drunk, but yet he has enough mind to know, I want to break my neighbor's car. That much he does remember. Right? Loit is always the example of Shikus Shaloit. He's totally gone, right? Shulchan Aruch says, what does it mean to be Shikus Shaloit? V'u'ashikus sh'oisev en yedei ma'o'oisev. You don't know what you're doing. But you do know that that guy you were waiting all day long to finally break his car because you're mad at him. That much you do know. So again, this is an interesting psychological question. When a guy Shikus Shaloit, could be subconsciously he hates this guy so much that he still is able to remember somehow. So Tanya Ramanash Klein, I don't understand.
To try to get away with it.
No, but then it's not Shikusa Shaloit. Shikusa Shaloit means you don't know what you're doing. You're absent-minded. But yet you have enough das to know that I want to destroy my neighbor's car because I'm mad at him.
Says the person I have a feeling that people will like use this loophole to just...
No, I'm saying, obviously the guy's faking it. You know, you always love those guys that are faking being drunk.
Who remembers that he's...
How do you know?
The guy that's not drunk, sorry.
Right, but has he know that I'm doing this just to get at my neighbor? The Mashal was afraid that every guy's going to get drunk just to take out his anger on his neighbor. But that requires a certain amount of mindset. So effective in Asher Klein, but if you're so drunk, how do you consciously decide I want to break my friend's car? So I thought the way it works is you think about that first, and then you start drinking, and it stays in your mind throughout the whole process.
Right.
You stay in it. You're in the zone. You bring yourself to the to the car. You drink there, right? You have your bottles there, and that's right.
So
it,
that may not be the level of Shakur Deloitte.
Right. So that's what I thought. I thought the guy is just, it's easy for him to do it here. So he writes like this. He says,
at least make a person whole on the damage. I may not throw him in jail for doing X, Y, and Z because he wasn't in the das, but why should he get a free pass at ruining my car, my shirt, my tie?
Because he's not held responsible for what he did.
But why should I be then the loser?
Well, that happens at all times. Throughout Baba Kama, there's always going to be one side if someone doesn't get something. There's Purim of a bar and Kalim and all these things. Someone loses out.
The Shikusa Shaloit is only a din in the Mamanus. Let's say he murders someone.
No, that's the Gemara Nevin. The Gemara says Shikusa Shaloit, no murder.
Well, that's
nothing.
The murder, no.
Nothing. He walks. He walks. So yet the Mashal says, but he's got to pay $50 for the vase that he broke.
But that's more understandable. Doesn't make sense. That's exactly understandable.
Why?
Because you're not responsible. And Avera is a completely different level. First of all, you can never have a Zara. That's one thing.
Right, okay.
But you can't. It's
so that's a question.
We're exempting him, but we still have
to... Yeah, but the problem is I have this Rambam that says this washing, right? Hareu kishoito ikikotin. So let's see. So Rabbi Asher Klein says, he says, I don't really like this Mashal. He says, it doesn't make sense to me. Well... I agree, but again, at the end of the day, we have to fit with the rules that we are given to us. So he says, it doesn't work. He says, this guy is so drunk, he'll hit himself. He'll hit his friend. He doesn't know what he's doing. So, I mean, the Reb Nachman Klein's kasha is like a shtickle cute kasha. His kasha is, what's the mashal worried about? You're worried that if we allow this to go through, it's going to incentivize people from doing this. What incentivize? The guy is so drunk, he doesn't know which way's up. I have a bigger kasha than the mashal. To me, the kasha is, I don't understand. Good, you're right. We don't want people doing this. But at the end of the day, if at that point he's at that level, then he should be potter. So Reb Nachman Klein has his kasha. So you take a look over in the Sefer Shoshanas Yisrael. It's a contemporary Sefer. He writes this: Halachal Maisa, Misha Shosa Yain B'Shayim Moishe Shana, on a regular day of the week, not Purim. Umitoch Shakrusi Chava B'Chavei, because he's so drunk, you beat up your friend. Oy Hizik Es Mamoine, either him or his property. Afilu Megil Shakrusi Shaloit Chayv L'Shal. So he says, let's say you go to a party, you go out to drink again. Not that we're endorsing it, but again, unfortunately, people are drinking, and that's the reality. Guy comes back drunk, he's taka shakruz hashalai, he had too many drinks, and he comes back home and he's breaking things, he's damaging things. Says him, you chayiv to pay. Okay, however, bepurim, if it's on Purim, so it depends. Im heziku b'loi kavonim b'toich simcha. So if it's on Purim, but without any intention out of simcha, he walks into the house and puts his hand through the wall. Where's the simcha's Purim? It's not like he's dancing. It's not like he just stammers. It's just act of damage. Then yesh mekilim. Im hoya hezik b'momman hanizik davamur t'enchoch l'shalom. We'll see in the footnotes in a second. Then maybe still your potter if it's small. Again, I don't know how to measure small and big. It might depend on the person you damaged. If you went to a very wealthy house and you caused damage, might not be chayiv to pay. If you do it at your Rebbe's house, right, you might have to pay. So then he writes over, Venira dahinu davka she'osa kem b'toich simcha. No, it has to be that it's in the form of simcha kigoyin. And b'emtza harikudim hizakisoi dochav l'chaver, while you're dancing, you push, you move, v'shiba ha'mishkafayim shalei, you break his glasses, u'kadoyim. Avlam hizik stam. Stam is that you just become, you become destructive because you have alcohol in you. Then, chayiv, then you have to pay. V'kol shakeinim hishtoilil yoyisir al-amidah. Especially if you did too much, you're over the top. This is abnormal. A guy was lebedik in the circle. Okay, no, that's it's expected on Purim. It's expected at a wedding. The chenim ekiyah la shatiach. Let's say he throws up on the carpet. This is very negay, unfortunately. Chayiv amakiyah l'shalom avur niku ashat. He has to pay to clean the carpet. You go to someone's house, and this I've seen this with my own eyes in my years as a bacher, where guys come in and they throw up. Usually try to throw up outside. It's a little easier to clean up. But let's say you throw up on the carpet. Now the carpet has to be washed. You have to pay for it. Why? So he writes in the footnote, he quotes from Rebbe Eliashiv. He says, "Ubishayim agoyin b'yoshim shalom Eliashiv move off." Ta'afilu be'emtza harikudim hezek chayiv. Rebbe Eliashiv held, no, even if while I'm dancing, I grab a guy, I say, come, come, you know, we've all seen this, right? Come, join me. And the guy was, I know, holding his phone. Next thing you know, the phone falls out of his hands and it breaks. So you'd say, what I mean? I'm doing dancing. Dancing is okay. He quotes from Rebbe Eliashiv, no. Da'afilu behemtza rikudim hezek chayiv. Demashapotu lemazik v'tev simcha elayim kisha minog hoi lahazik kidei l'smoyach. That's when the damage was part of the shtick. I mean, like Tosfos talked about when in front of the Chasen Kal, they used to come together on two horses and they'd fight with each other. Meaning the hezek was part and parcel of the experience. But over here, dancing is the simcha. It happens to be that you want to dance with me in a way that caused me a hezek. That's not the p'tur. Then it's not potter. Ein ze betayis in sukkah sheichoytu nesreigim shal tinoi gezer simcha ubechlal ze kasev sheein posha klal lifter mazik ushaminig hayichayv al zay. We quoted this Rabbi Yashiv last week. Rabbi Yashiv bechlal wasn't into this whole idea. Rabbi Yashiv thought that this halacha is not negated today b'zman hazeh, and he thought today if you damage mitayich simcha mitayich purim, you still have to pay. Then he writes, Avol Goyim, B'Shlame Miller Shlit Omali Sheish Lahokel B'Mazik Mitech Simcha. However, B'Shlame Miller felt, no, that we stick with the way it says in the Ramah, if you Mazik Tech Simcha, you would be Potter. Then the last Ma'amok we put over is with Nitta Gavriel, he writes in number 29, Im Hizik Chaver Mach Mashikas, if you damage your friend because you're drunk, Shal Yishikr Keloit, Chayiv L'Shalim Hizik. You have to pay, like the Mashal and the Bach, unlike what we saw from the Tashbits and possibly of Chaim Kanievsky. Just rounded up number 30 from the Sefer Mikdash Yisrael from David Harfenis. He writes, Sheila, Nishtakev, and Nichnas Bishakrusa Lebez Chavere. A guy's drunk, he goes to his friend's house, Vikia, he throws up. The Goyrim Shom, Hazikas Gedos, he caused a lot of damage. He Chayv L'Shalim, Tshuva, Im Hizik Hizik Godel Chayv L'Shalim. He says, first of all, we learned already last week, if it's a lot of damage, you have to pay anyways. And then he writes on the footnote, number 31, he quotes from the Sefer Chasidim. It's an interesting Sefer Chassidim. It's a good way to end the shir. He says, "The af hamazik ba'oin is gomer." Let's say a guy damages in a way where he's 100% an oinus to the extent that he's not chayiv in bezdin. Mikol mokem chayiv b'dinei shemayim. You still got to deal with that when you get to the next world. So might as well clean it up before you get there. Right? It's a great thing for a lawyer to know. Just let everyone know this. That even you're 100% potter. You're an oinus gomer. This was totally not your fault. But if at the end of the day, you, because of you, Yenam was Nifsad, you're going to have to deal with it in Shemai. So that's the end of this sugya that I wanted to just finish up about whether or not you're Mazik either Mitech Shekrusay, Mitech Simcha. Again, if you just, if it happens to you, it's going to be a hard sell. Because this guy can claim, well, I hold like those Paiskim that hold on Pater. So you got to just try to, you'll have to bring the Shaila to someone much bigger, how exactly to rule with such an issue. With the, yeah. The Paiskim. Well, so you got to pay, you know. Whatever it means to be Lotzei Sedei Shemai. But I want to talk about a short sugya now, which is going to come into a bigger sugya that I want to talk about next week, Mitzvah Shem. I want to talk next week about using grape juice for the Dalal Kaisis. Now, I know Michael said we did this a couple of years ago, but we redid it this year.
2018, Rabbi,
so I redid it this year. I didn't even look at the old Marmar Kamei because I came this year from a totally different angle that I want to attack it. We're going to be attacking it from three parts. Can you use grape juice? Can you? Should you? And what about women and children? So and those who can't drink wine. So we're going to attack it from a bunch of different angles. But before we get to that, we'll talk about a different sugya, which is a shtickl relevant to this sugya. Many shuls, and this is very negay in my shul, for Yom Tov, usually our kohen goes away. So we bring in a kohen who davens at hashkama minyan, but he wants to eat first. So he davens hashkama, he goes home and eats, then he comes to dochem by us.
But he can't drink it.
But I thought someone who dochem is not allowed to drink. How does he make kiddush?
He
drinks grape juice. Is that so posh that if someone drinks grape juice, he's allowed to dochem? This is again, any shul that has a break, Simchas Torah, you know, depending how you make the break, or other Yom Tovim where there's a break, can someone who drinks grape juice still dochem?
The whole
kashash
is they may become
sicker
with grape juice.
Ah, that's a shayla. So let's take a look.
I know my
correct. So let's see.
I know my shiva is a possibility you didn't because they didn't allow the guys to drink, and if they drink, they would kick them out.
So let's see. So if you take a look, so let's see. We got to finish this by tonight. So zez mechab in Shulchan Aruch simin kuf chav ches. Simin kuf chav ches is the entire simin in Shulchan Aruch dedicated to hilchas duchening. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch writes the following. Shasa revius yain bevasachas. If a person drinks a revius of yain in one shot, and what do you want to assume a revius is anywhere between 2 to 3 ounces, in one guzzle, lo yises kapav, he's not allowed to dochen. It's based on the Gemara, he's not allowed to dochen. Okay, so if a guy has wine, he's not allowed to dochen. That everyone's aware of. If you have wine, you're not allowed to dochen. Says the Magen Avram. V'nirali, says the Magen Avram, it seems to me, de'im shasa yain megitoy. If he drinks Yain Megita, what's Yain Megita? Yain Megita is the wine that comes out right when you press the grapes, squeeze the grapes and get the juice, before it had a chance to turn alcoholic. That's Yain Megita, which we always assume is the same thing as grape juice, because that's not alcoholic and grape juice is not alcoholic, so they're the same thing. Says the Magen Avram, if the Kohen drinks Yain Megita, he's not allowed to dochem. Why, says the Magen Avram? The Ben Nazir Aser, because the Nazir is not allowed to have Yain Megita. And this week's parsha, right? You're not allowed to go. You're not allowed to avoid in the base of Mikdash. If you drink, we learn it from this week's parsha. Drink what? Says the Magen Avram, Yain Megitoy. So if a kohen would have Yain Megitoy, he wouldn't be allowed to go into the base of Mikdash. So Tanya the Magen Avram. So he's not allowed to do that if he dochens also. So if you take Yain Megitoy and you put it next to grape juice, so it should come out two chedushim. Chedush number one, it should come out that if a kohen drinks grape juice, he shouldn't be allowed to dochen. And for that matter, it's negated to a different shayla, which I'm going to give a share about Thursday night in my shul. Are you allowed to paskin shaylas after you drink? Right? That's another thing that comes from this week's parasha. You're not allowed to paskin any shaylas after you drink. So what happens if a rav drinks grape juice? He's not allowed to paskin any shaylas. That's it. The rabbi's out because he drank a couple of grape juice.
But if they drink scotch, they're okay?
No, for sure they're not good if they drink scotch. Yeah, that's for sure no good.
But why would they not talk about
it? Oh, so in these certain isurim are wine-based, and then certain isurim are alcohol-based. And that's what we're going to talk a lot about, Blina, the next week, try to figure out when is it a din in alcohol, when is it a din in shame yain.
Yain, Nikita, will that later?
Yes. Alcohol? But right now when you're drinking it, it's absolutely not alcoholic. But the milo of yain, Nikita, is it has a shame yain. That we learned already, we didn't learn it yet, we'll have to learn about it when we go backwards and talk about Kiddush. That, the Gemara says in Baba Basra, you can 100% use for Kiddush. Yain Megita is 100% acceptable for Kiddush. It has zero alcohol. It didn't have enough time to turn alcoholic yet. The difference is it could and will turn alcoholic as opposed to grape juice, which won't because we added chemicals and we cooked it. So the Magen Avraham seems very clear. Like you ask people, can a kohen duchen after you use grape? Everyone's like, of course. Like, well, it's a shayla. The Magen Avraham says he can't. Before the Magen Avraham.
Most people are not drinking the whole thing. 9 ounces, you only have to drink one.
Bevasachas. Now, that's a good point. If you're careful to drink it less than bevasachas, you'd be okay. But most people don't think twice about drinking grape juice. No, so if you make kiddush, you're going to drink a revius. Most people, when they make kiddush, they drink a significant amount, at least a revius. So it says the Magen Avraham, Yain Megita is possible le dochening. So that l'chayr should include grape juice. However, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah writes, "Ubiyai megidei das among Avram la'aser benesias kapayim v'kama achreinim cholkim alav." And a lot of achreinim argue on him. Why? Ki b'shein meshaker, because it's not alcoholic. So again, this happens to be a very, very big sugi on Lomdus, but not for tonight. What's the din? Right? Is it about being alcoholic, or is it having a shame yayin? So yayin megidei has a shame yayin without the alcohol. Now we'll see. Grape juice might be too chesreinus. It might not even have the shame yayin. And it doesn't have the alcohol capability. So it could be, even if the Magen Avraham says Yayin Megidda is no good, could be even he would agree that grape juice is okay. But the Mishnah Berurah seems to answer the Shaila. The Mishnah Berurah says, Kama Achreinim Cholkin Olav. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, it sounds like he's not assuming like the Magen Avraham. And if he's not assuming like the Magen Avraham, then grape juice would be okay. If you take a look over in the Halichas Chaim, this is the practices of the Divrei Yatziv, the Klausenberger. So he quotes the Rabbeinu, the Klausenberger Rebbe, Lo hiter lishtois mitzah novim l'koyin l'fnei nesis kapayim. He did not allow Kohanim to drink grape juice before they duchened. He assumed like the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says, Yayin Megidda, you're not allowed to duchen, so you're not allowed to duchen. Av shechosh, shaloi b'toiv, if you don't feel well. El hod, if he says better, yiyitel yodov, shewash your hands, v'yochol, melishtois mitzah novim. He says, just skip it. Just eat bread. Skip the whole Kiddush. The chol zebemi shaloi chosh. So you're okay, so you didn't make Kiddush, but this way you're not impossible, you're not ruining it.
You didn't make Kiddush on bread also?
You could. Maybe that's what he meant. He stammers, they thought you shouldn't eat before you duchen. But his point is that the Klausenberger held you cannot have grape juice before you duchen. So this Klausenberger Rebbe sounds like he held like the Magen Avraham, that you're not allowed to have grape juice. We're talking about mitzvah novim, grape juice. No alcohol, no one gets drunk from it. But the Magen Avraham says Yayin Megidda, and Yayin Megidda includes grape juice.
So Shulchan Aruch bring down what is the actual sources for all this? Like, why can't
this is a Gemara. Yeah, it's a Gemara. The Gemara compares it to Paschal Shilas. Or the Gemara compares it to going into the Beis HaMikdash, doing Avodah when you drink.
So it's a drinking thing?
That's the Machlokes, right? The
Magen doesn't explain it.
Right, Mishnah Berurah is saying that's the Nekuda. The Magen Avraham is assuming it's a Din in Yayin. The other Achreinim assume it's a Din in Shtakus, it's a Din in alcohol. That's what most of us assume. Most of us always assume it's not about wine, it's about alcohol. So if you take a look over here, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, also interesting. They asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Ha'im mutar l'koyin lishtos mitzah novim koyin nesias kapayim rak yayin aser, tshuva aser. He also passed into this aser. Unbelievable. Again, I have the shayla every Yom Tov by me in the shul. Every Yom Tov we have the same shayla. We have one koyin who comes and does us a favor and duchens for us, even though grad a teisvus hashita is duchening should really be to a koyanim. Taisus like that in Saita, but okay, beggars can't be choosers, as we say sometimes, right? So according to these Achrayim, it's not right.
This should definitely tell you that it's okay to make Kiddush and do Abrakaisis on Yayin if you can, if they're considered.
The shadows of everything is Tali Zebazet. That's what we got
to
say.
If you talk about alcohol, when would you be able to, what'd you drink?
Oh, good. We'll get to that. When does it wear off? Oh, very good. Very good. That's a great kasha.
So what's Shamba Vasachas? I mean, 2.2 ounces or 3.2 or 4.4 isn't all that much. Especially our alcohol today is much less than what it was.
True. Again, definitely true. Their wine was.
Is one sitting or one gulp?
One gulp. You know.
It's not like
no. Two right. So we'll see. Some Achrayim actually suggest if you want to avoid the whole shayla, take smaller sips.
Right.
We'll see. So if you take a look over here, Rabbi Victor Nevensol was asked this question, and he says like this: Kosev b'halacha shakoyin sheshalas reviyas yain b'vasachas lo yisakapov. He has to wait until the wine wears off. $1 million question. The Chayodim says it's not because of Shikros. Because Yayin Megidda will not get you drunk. Look compared to Nozer. Just like a Nozer, it's a din in the Shem Yayin, not a din in the alcohol here also. So they asked Rav Yehuda Nevensol the fees out im huad de mitzvah of him. So what would the Magen Avraham say about mitzvah of him? Says Rav Yehuda Nevensol, okay, it would be a problem. Yeah, and a chrami. Says Rav Yehuda Nevensol, which is the logical conclusion, if you hold like the Magen Avraham, the Yayin Megidda is a problem, so mitzvah of him is the exact same thing as Yayin Megidda. Then in the footnote, they say, no, bal pet tikkun harav. Rav Yehuda Nevensol changed his mind. He says, no. He says, achuroi sheesh matirim. Rav Yehuda Nevensol said, he said, that was his initial thought. But he says, but he saw that people are moderate. So therefore he thinks there is room to be mekel. So Rav Yehuda Nevensol said, no, he thinks there's makom to be mekel. Again, if we talk a pasuk like the Magen Avraham, there really shouldn't be room to be mekel. But we have a Mishnah Berurah The Mishnah Berurah says, Rabim Chokim Allah Magen Avram. But Rabbi Avigdor Neventhal said that no, after he saw that many are Mekel, so he too held you could be Mekel. If you look into Oznit Beru, he writes, Paskins, Oznidru, I think there's a lot of people over here that are Machmir. You have the Mogen Avram, you have the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and you have the Chayodim. Those are three very, very heavy duty swarm in the Gabi Alocha. So this is the beauty of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah knew all of those paiskim, and he still wrote the Rabim Cholkim Ala Magen Avram. So that's our way of understanding that what the Mishnah Berurah is saying is, even though I know there's a lot of very big achrayim who hold like the Magen Avram, there's a lot that hold not like that. So he says, for this reason I'm Meiko. He says, so the Oznit Berurah Tainas, this is the Chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah. When the Mishnah Berurah wrote, the Kama Achronim Cholkim Alav, what he meant to say is, don't be so worried about the fact that there's a Magen Avram, and that there's a Shulchan Aruch Rav and a Chayi Adam, and other Paiskim. No, you can be Mekel. That's how the Oznit Berurah understood the Mishnah Berurah.
The opinion of the Tuchning is, because we're the ones who are Machmir saying we're, with the grapes, we're making comparison to the Nazir.
Right.
When we go, I assume, later on topic to Shiloh of Dalit Kosis, right. When the Chum said, ain't somebody else but a Yain.
Yeah.
Did they mean because Yain has...
So we will believe that. So we talked about this, right? We talked about this possibility, right? I think we talked about it, that you can mekayim Simchas Yomtov with grape juice. We had a whole list of Achrayim that held you could mekayim Simchas Yomtov with grape juice.
Because
it has a shame Yain. Because grape juice falls into the category of Yain. So here also, if grape juice falls into the category of yain, then it should be a problem for duchening.
When you make it like a grape guffin,
that is true. That's one of the compelling arguments. Now take a look at Rabbi Yashin. Now you have to remember, Rabbi said for tonight's share and for tomorrow night, next week's share, Rabbi Yashin was very anti-grape juice. You just know that. Rabbi Yashin was anti-grape juice, all halachas of grape juice. He, Mamash, was willing to possibly say grape juice shouldn't even make a grape guffin on it. So he writes like this. Someone asked him about this Magen Avram. The Magen Avraham said, if you drink Yayim Megidah, you can't duchen. Kloimar, Pasul lost his cap of Kimo Yibiyah, you're not allowed to duchen. The Kasha, Mosa Yibaze Achiyasa Yayim Me'olav. That's a Gevaldik Kasha. It says in the Halachan Shulchan Aruch, you have to wait until it wears off. How long are you waiting for that grape juice? How long are you waiting for that grape juice to wear off? I'm just curious, right? It says, again, the Magen Avraham says, Yayim Megidah is Asr. So a guy has a cup of Yayim Megidah, he has to wait till next time he can duchen until it goes away. When's he going to duchen again? Well, when's that impact going to go away?
Just to be clear, the Magen Avraham doesn't talk about grape juice.
No, that's fair, correct. The Magen Avraham is talking about Yayim Megidah. Now, Yayim Megidah is basically the same thing as grape juice.
Except it's not, right. We just talked about whether grape juice is or isn't.
No, it's yayim. Better or worse, meaning it could be, if your point is alcohol, it's not alcoholic right now. All agreed. If your point is shame yayim, then it is shame yayim. Now, what do you want to do with grape juice? So you want to tell me grape juice is what? Shem Yayin, because you make a bread oven on it. And you can make Kiddush on it and all these other things, right? So that's what we're going to have to see. So they asked Rabbi Yashiv, what's the pshat? The kosher, ma yeh bezeh ad she yasa yeh me'elov. Shari kishishayse mitzah novem eina margish klum. When you drink grape juice, you don't feel anything. Also, believe that the next week, we'll also talk about raisin wine. Wine made from raisins. It's another big sugya. We'll connect it to Dal Kaisis Blined the next week. So Rabbi Yashiv answered, Ha'imato sovishal Magen Avram also lost his kapav la'achash shoyz mitzah novim. Rabbi Yashiv told the guy, you think for a second that the Magen Avram holds you not allowed to duchen after grape juice? Vaday shemutter. It is. Says Rabbi Yashiv, you're all misunderstanding the Magen Avram. Yayim megidah zeloy mitzah novim. So Rabbi Yashiv, it's not the same thing. Why not? So he asked him back, Mahachilah, Kari Megita, Haini Shoytasis, Vizel, Mitzanovim. It's exactly the same thing. Mitzanovim means it didn't yet turn alcoholic. That's what grape juice is. Says Rabbi Yashiv, no. Tiritz. Yayim Megita Hischel Litasois, Eloshloy Nigmar Hatasisa. It starts, but it's not there yet.
Fermentation.
Starting to ferment, but it's not there yet. Kigoyin Moshach Zman Hatasisa, Nimshach Abom Yoyim, Vayayim Megita who call Oichloy Gil Gmar Hatasisa. Let's say it's a 40-day process. So you're like day 20. You're on your way. So Zokter, that's pshat in the Magen Avraham says Rabbi Yashiv. It has a shtickle alcohol to it. Mashenki mitzah novim loy tasim kal, but grape juice is garnish by garnish. There's nothing there. So therefore, says Rabbi Yashiv, a gavald gechidish. Says Rabbi Yashiv, you can paskin like the Magen Avraham, and you could still permit grape juice because Yayin Megidah is better than grape juice in this halacha. Or more chamur, and therefore you can't use Yayin Megiddo while you can still use grape juice.
Yayin is not Yayin Megiddo on day one. It's like Yayin Megiddo on day 15.
Right, comes out interesting, right? We wouldn't call it Yayin Megiddo on day one. You'd have to have a different term for it. So if you would go and start squeezing your grapes on day one, so then that would also be okay according to the Magen Avraham. And if this is Taka Rebbe Yashiv Lashitasi, number 9, they quote from Rebbe Yashiv, B'sim chos toiro hoyu akoyhanin nizarim melishtes Yayin gomer. The Kohanim were careful if they wanted to dochen not to drink wine. Virak shasu mitzanovim. They would drink grape juice, but nasu kapeim gam betzvilas musaf. And then they would dochen even my musaf as long as it was grape juice. Yes. Yes. So I'm doing a shtickle injustice over here. We were supposed to first have two akdama shiurim about this topic, but just the way it worked out, we're doing this. Yeah. This is all very gishmak as far as we have to figure out. If it's taka, that one is capable and one is not capable, so why is it bechal grape juice anything? Which is really one of Rabbi Yashiv's tainas. But we'll have to get to Bli Neder, how do you answer that? That's really the million-dollar question. If grape juice, the way we have it today, it's chemically altered that it can't be alcohol, then it's not like Yayin Megiddo. So if it's not like Yayin Megiddo, why is it acceptable? Which is why many people hold it's not acceptable.
So Rabbi Yashiv would have no problem with the Kohen making Kiddush first time.
Yeah, Rabbi Yashiv would have no problem if a Kohen wants to make Kiddush on grape juice, and then Duch. Take a look at the B'shloim Mazam.
The whole problem is that they're drunk. They can't be drunk.
Yeah, so
that's why grape juice is okay. So grape juice is not a problem.
But it's a question if you're even allowed to use it.
The question is, even if grape juice, even if you don't get drunk from it, it maybe has a shame yayin, and therefore it wouldn't be good. If you take a look at the B'shloim Mazam and Orbach, he passes this. Yeah.
Does the Mishnah Berurah have a different understanding of what this is, because right. He's saying it's not shechar, he's saying it is.
Right, he's not telling us. We don't know. We read the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah again. Mishnah Berurah, Magen Avraham, no one's talking about grape juice. They're talking about Yayin Megiddo. We know what Yayin Megiddo is. Yayin Megiddo is wine that was fresh within 40 days of being squeezed. It didn't ferment it. That's it. That's what we know. The question is, all of us are assuming that's the same thing as grape juice.
We're just assuming it.
Right.
We don't know if you're sure.
Now,
but it has the potential to be wine. Maybe that's.
But that would make it worse.
Which
would mean that grape juice I would be allowed to have before I dochen.
100%.
Correct. So that's Rabbi Yashiv.
That's Rabbi Yashiv.
That's Rabbi Yashiv's
question. Mishnah Berurah doesn't look at what the potential is. It looks at what it is today.
Right, but I don't know what, again, Rabbi Yashiv was talking about Yayin Megiddo. We're talking about grape juice. I mean, Mishnah Berurah was talking about Yayin Megiddo. Right, but Yayin Megiddo, at least we know, has the potential.
Right, so maybe that's the difference between their outlook.
And therefore grape juice is going to be better or worse?
No.
Grape juice won't be
grape juice is nothing.
Possibly.
But Mishnah Berurah wasn't talking about grape juice.
That's possible, exactly. That's the other possibility. That this whole sugya has no shaykhs to grape juice. Right. Grape juice has to have its own sugya.
We're assuming.
That's correct.
Right.
Now, if you take a look at the Shlomo Zalman, he writes in number 10. He says, V'chein le'inyan nesiyas kapayim heishav rabbeinu l'shoy. Now, you have to know, Shlomo Zalman was the biggest proponent for grape juice. He thought grape juice is everything except for Purim. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman held grape juice as wine for every halacha under the sun except for one. Ad la'yada for Purim. So says Rabbi Shlomo Shimshasa Mitzanovim, Rashai Lisa Achakachas Kapov. Says Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, no, you can still dochen after grape juice. Even though Rabbi Shlomo Zalman is the biggest proponent, that grape juice is wine, not for this halacha. Now he doesn't tell us, he says, Ayim Mishnah Berurah Simin Kuf Chav Ches, Soif Sivkot and Kuf Mamaf, Lenin Yayin Megiddo. What does it sound like he's telling us? He's telling you, look at that Mishnah Berurah, and what does the Mishnah Berurah say over there? Habachrenim Cholkim Alam Magen Avraham. Which means he's going like the Mishnah Berurah, like the Oznit Berurah pointed out, that the Mishnah Berurah hole is not like the Magen Avraham. If you take a look over here in the Yaakov Yosef, in the Svardish Apaiskim, so he writes, Koyin at shehutzrich lechol, v'lishto is koyin tefilas musaf. You have a koyin who needs to eat before musaf. Motu leilecho v'lishto is aydei shikadish ha-mitzanov, let him make kiddush and grape juice. Oy sheyishtim me'ayayin k'moli lugmov. Drink less than a revius. Drink a moli lugmov. A moli lugmov is roiv revius.
But you
drink Rav Avias and have other people drink maybe.
Oh, that's right.
Okay. Again, don't do it in one shot like we spoke about earlier. So you see clearly that Rabbi Yosef held grape juice is not a problem. If you take a look over in the Chaya Levi, that's Rabbi Reb Vosner, from Montreal. So he writes, Pachas Merivius, 1/8 is always to drink less than Merivius. So if you're a Kohen and you want to be a real Frumma, so drink the grape juice less than Merivius. This way, Mamanavshach. Even worst case scenario, that the grape juice is Yayin, but I drink less than Revius. And we pass in Shulchan Aruch, as long as you drink less than Revius, you're okay.
Could we solve this whole issue with the, if there are other people around who are not Kohanim? You could be just...
Yeah, Vada, that would be the best.
No,
that would be the best. Let someone else make Kiddush. Yeah, Vada. Then let him drink seltzer and water. So don't drink it in one shot. We have to talk about that still. So he passes like everyone else. It's not a problem.
Actually, he talks about diluting it. That's not so clear.
That's either. Not so posh the way our grape juice is. Now, if you take a look at number 13, Hamadrich Lahira, he writes, Ein Shum Chshash Klal LeKoyin. There is no problem for a Koyin who wants to be Mekadosh Al Mitzvah Novim Koyin Mesias Kapayim. V'teimani Al Ezem Moirim. And I don't understand those rabbis. Shemachmim Al Kehanim B'li Shum Tam. Why do they make the Koyin crazy? He says, no, you're not allowed to drink grape juice. Kivin Davim Midi Derabon of the Hilchos of Kerubo Basroi. We go like the majority. It's only Shaila Derabbanan. It's a Shaila Derabbanan. You could be Mako. And therefore, don't make the Kohen crazy and not let him drink. I found over here from one of the Satmar Kailim. They put out a journal. They write like this, number 14. So again, anyone who's a Kohen, just Tamazay know this. If as long as you drink less than Revius, you're still Kenduchim. You didn't pass it yourself. Or go with the grape juice. I feel then you can drink even more. Aval al yayin sara for a baisai, but the schnapps drinkers, ushar dvar mamashakri meloi yikadish klau, imloi bidyevit o ishas atchak vishayser rakmat, shadayin yochal dablef neamelech. Again, once you're getting into the hard liquor, you got bigger problems. Then you really have no hetter. That's a davar hamashtaker. Can grape juice, we're arguing, is not a davar hamashtaker, and it doesn't have a shay, and it's maybe that's the nekuda. But scotch is definitely a davar hamashtaker.
But it's not yayin.
Oh, so here we're going the other way.
Right.
Right? He's going the other way. He's saying it's totally a dinah mishtaker.
For pro-scotch.
Okay. So he writes over here, number 15, I found one more safer. He writes, Bochur echad shu koin, shoil oisi b'Rosh Hashanah, imutal le'kadosh ha-mitzah novem, b'lisis kapavachgach. This is very negeya.
Yeah,
Rosh Hashanah is a very big case. You want to eat before Rosh Hashanah, you want to eat before Shafer, putting aside the issues of eating before Shavuot, which we spoke about in the past. So what do you tell the Kohen? So he writes, Mitzad ha-svarach ha-chashavti de-vavadi mutter. I thought it's mutter. Why? Acharei she'enim. What? Right. So you tell the Kohen, no, you got to wait till, you know. So he says it's mutter. Then he writes to Mishnah Berurah with the Magen Avraham, and he says, v'ulai yayin migita gora. Maybe yayin migita is worse. T'yochel yes yayin kish miyashna. It could turn into wine. U'lechein asru b'shem le'plug. Masha'enkein mitzah novim i'efshel la'asas yayin. So he wants a tiny shtick like a Beliashiv. That again, yayin megite might have a shem yayin. Once it has a shem yayin, then it's thrown out. But grape juice doesn't have the shem yayin. So since grape juice doesn't have the shem yayin, maybe taka grape juice would not be a problem. So halacha lemaisa, I think the accepted practice is that people are makel with the kohen. It seems like that's the majority. But again, to be fair and honest, Reb Chaim Kanevsky held no. Reb Avigdor Nevinsohl at one point held no and changed his tune. But Reb Eliashiv and a lot of poskim hold that is 100% mutter. Mr. Shem, next week we will discuss the shaila about using grape juice for dal kaisis. That is very relevant. We'll have to talk about all the different possibilities, medical issues, women, children, all the other things. We'll be going to have to talk about that next week.